I'm Chris Anderson, a professor at the Cornell Nolan School of Hotel Administration, part of Cornell's SC Johnson College of Business. To me, I really work on what I like to call hospitality analytics, and really the analytics of travel before the guest sort of departs in the plane or arrives at the hotel, right? So I'm dealing a lot with that sort of service provider guest interaction before the stay process, right? And there's a lot of interesting challenges that happen there because it's so data rich, right? We have such a large sort of cookie trail we're leaving prior to booking those services that it becomes a lot of information for both the service provider to utilize to help improve that guest experience, and at the same time for the guest to sort of leave those crumbs so that we as the service provider can get a better sense of what they're looking for. So for about 10 years, I've sort of been engaged in trying to understand the role of online reviews upon consumers' purchase decision and the impact that has for, pricing power for the service firm. But we have to realize that there's a lot of sort of reasons why we as consumers leave reviews. And so recently I've been working sort of on how to motivate customers to post those reviews, whether they're positive or negative. And then part of that is once we've sort of have that response from the consumer, what sort of, post-review engagement should the firm and the consumer engage in? Should I, thank you for posting that comment, that sort of thing. And what we find is that sort of post-stay, post-review sort of engagement really drives loyalty. So not so much the cognitive loyalty you might think about, repurchases, but really about the affective loyalty or the emotional loyalty and what that means for how consumers book and where they book, right? So there's this kind of full circle of engagement. So for those of us that are following the lodging space, what we've seen in the last sort of 18 months is really this sort of, increasing role of alternative lodging or vacation rentals, right? So sort of Airbnb is sort of synonymous when we think about alternative lodging. This alternative lodging though poses sort of new pricing challenges. Right, if I'm trying to price my hotel rooms, I have 150 of those hotel rooms. I'm selling them over some sort of, 30 or 60, 90 days. And I have information as one room is being reserved versus another. And I can use that information to help me set prices. Whereas if, I'm, renting rooms on Airbnb or vacation rentals on another platform, really it's just that one room. And if I misprice that room, then I have a lot of mistakes from that mispricing. I helped Wyndham Destination sort of with some aspects of their pricing as we looked at, how should I approach sort of the vacation rental side of Wyndham, say, versus the hotel room side of Wyndham? And what sort of information would we use to sort of help us get a sense of how to optimally price those to make sure that we capitalize on the unique sort of features of each one of those rooms?